We want this thing to be cleared up.
Brother Brian.
Yes, sir.
Jesus will come.
Sister Rochelle. I don't want you to confuse the sister anymore. Okay. You see how we are slippery? We want to be right, and you see you talk as though you cannot be wrong, you cannot be right. So then the dear sister Kalanda is going to clear up everything for us. Everything. Go ahead, Kalanda.
Well, official means the glory that he had while he was on earth, right? Just when he's won while he's on earth. I think it's personal.
You think it's personal?
Yeah, you said the light, the sanctuary, and the stone.
Yeah.
I think it's personal.
Personal. You agree with Kalanda? She agreed with you. I agree with Kalanda. Go ahead, young lady.
I'm not sure either.
You're going with the official. I'm coming back to you, Robin. I see you taking everything in, so pair it up for us.
I would say official because when you said the sanctuary and the stone had something that was here on earth, and as he walked in glory, it had a sense as official because that's what he gained as he walked on earth. Okay.
The dear sister from Willowdale, anyone? Good. Let me hear you, please. You think it's personal? What do you think? You have no idea. So, Roxanne?
Personal.
Jamila? You're not sure.
Help us, young lady.
Yeah. Simeon.
I think it's official, I don't know.
You think it's official? Think it's official. Brother, sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm starting to think it's both.
You think it's both?
The official.
Okay, the young lady raised her hands in the back.
I would agree because we said the first division is from what? Chapters 1 to 39. Yeah.
Right.
So if this is Isaiah chapter 9,
yeah,
it's not past 39, sorry. So as official.
No. We also stated that all the glories that the Lord Jesus won, his official glories, he has as something. He holds as a man. So, we get that clear, right? Roxanne? Rachel? He holds as a man. Now, as a stone, could we say it's his official glory or his personal glory? Eh? Eh? Why you say so, Anna? Why you say so? Okay. As the stone, he became the stone when he became a man. Also, as the sanctuary is as a man. And as the light is not the fullness of light, but what he is when he came here as a man, this light shed forth. If he never came, no man could approach God at any time. But the only begotten that dwells in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. So God came to us. Let me use an illustration. When the bush burned in Moses' day, the bush burned, but it was not consumed. The Lord Jesus, God revealed himself. God, who is a consuming fire, revealed himself without consuming man. So now, where we will find his personal glory, we are going to look at that a little later. I want you to look at it. That's why in the fall, when we take up these lectures in New York, we want you to be there. Let's occupy ourselves with the light. Okay? And remember, what was shared, you have to remember. Brother David spoke about the stone. Right through the book of Isaiah, there are things, features that presents to the Lord Jesus. Brother Lloyd touched on the sanctuary. Now I'm going to take up the light. Now what Isaiah brings before us, it begins in chapter 8. He tells us in chapter 8 in verse 19. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, shall not the people seek after their God and the living to the dead, to the law and to the testimony? If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And they shall pass through it, hardly be stead and hungry. And it shall come to pass that when they shall be hungry, they shall fret themselves and curse their king and their God and look upward. And they shall look unto the earth and be all trouble and darkness, dimness and anguish, and they shall be driven to darkness. So now, this is what happened. You know, this is what happened. This is what is happening in the world today. You know, when I used to, years ago, well, not a couple of years ago, there was a lady who used to come on the television. And she says, come to me. She had a Jamaican voice. And what she said, I'll go tell you if this man is for you, or if you should love this woman. What was her name?
Miss Cleo.
Yeah. Yes. Man called, man. Yeah. There was this lady. And all she used to do, and people used to call her, she used to make millions. But what, she was a fake. She was a fake, and telling people, you bring your problems, man, and I go solve them for you. And she threw down a couple cards and people believe. But this was happening also in the days of Isaiah. People were going to the wizards. People are going, today we'll say the voodoo man and the Obia man. I worked, you know, when I worked in New York, I worked with some Haitians. And not on, and this is true, his daughter was sick. And he took her to the hospital, and the girl got no better. He said, Baptiste, I take in my daughter to the voodoo man tonight. I said, man, let me pray. Pray what? He said, boy, I'm going by the voodoo man, and I guarantee she's going to raise up. The next morning, the guy came. He said, she is okay. The voodoo man take care of what you want, and everything is okay. You think these things are things of the past? People still read horoscopes. Yeah? And it's rarely, you hear the name? Horoscope. Yeah? People read that and control their lives by it. And God says all it does is bring people into darkness, real darkness, trouble.